Over 2 years of war in Syria have left more than 4 million people in need of aid. Amongst them are older men and women and people with disabilities, some of the most vulnerable groups in conflicts. It's easy to imagine the state of neglect and despair many of them are facing, also because of a donor mentality which for many years has tended to overlook these categories in favour of others. Today, HelpAge International, the humanitarian organisation that helps older people claim their rights, challenge discrimination and overcome poverty, is active in the Syrian refugee crisis in offering aid to urban refugees in Jordan and in ensuring other agencies include older people in their work in Jordan and Lebanon. HelpAge International is also strengthened thanks to its work with a global network of like-minded organisations and a new awareness of the particular needs and challenges faced by older people and people with disabilities that is beginning to be evident in the reports drawn up by massive organisms like the UNHCR. I spoke to Claire Caterinet, who is currently working with HelpAge International and with Handicap International in Lebanon. She says the dramatic problems faced by refugees are amplified for those who are over 60 because of the particular health needs faced by an aging generation.
In Lebanon, there's no formal refugee camp because Lebanon didn't sign the 1951 Convention for Refugees. So there's no refugee camp, but there is like informal tented settlement. Most of the refugees live in that kind of informal camp. In fact, made by tents, and they live also in unfinished building for most of them. And when they can rent an apartment or a flat, they have this kind of accommodation, but it's not the majority. So I conducted an assessment in May 2013. On persons with disabilities and older people in Lebanon. And I've seen around 70 refugees, 8 over 60 years old. And I can tell you that for the United Nations, there is today around 2% of the refugees registered who are more than 60 years old. So it's just a tiny part of the refugee population, but still not a negligible part.
It's bad enough to be a refugee, but to be a refugee with particular vulnerabilities is obviously even harder. Can you tell us a little bit what they battle with every day, these elderly refugees?
So most of all, I met refugees who arrived a few months ago, sometimes 1 year ago, and also newcomers, means like people who are in Lebanon since more than 1 month. So the situation of those refugees are different from a family to another. So for the refugees who have been in Lebanon for a few months or more than a year, their situation is really bad because they were living on their economy for a few months, but now nothing's left most of the time, so they are in debt. But as you may understand, for older people, livelihood opportunities are inexistent. So they are completely reliable on humanitarian assistance. And as older person, most of the older person face like mobility issues or chronic disease or health issues, they cannot go and displace to the humanitarian service, and they remain invisible and inexistent for humanitarian assistance.
Most of them may need medication for the diseases that most elderly people do have. And also, what about wheelchairs, that kind of thing? Do they have access to that kind of assistance?
That's part of the analysis report we've done, the joint analysis report from HelpAge and Handicap. The problem is that UNHCR and with some implementing partners are implementing a health strategy. So for registered refugees by UNHCR, they have to pay only 25% of the amount for a consultancy, a medical consultancy. But after, to buy the medication, they have to pay 100% of the amount. So you have like more than 90% of the person over 60 years old who cannot afford their medication. It means that they have to go back to Syria to get their medication, or send. They cannot go back themselves because they cannot move. So they send relatives, neighbors. So there is like coming and going from Lebanon to Syria all of the time in the border to go for medication, because in Lebanon it's not affordable at all. So there is this huge gap in terms of medication, especially for chronic disease. You have some NGOs and INGOs who are working on this matter, but it's not enough to cover all the needs. And especially older person needs most of all mobile clinic and mobile doctors. And most of the INGOs are working through primary health care center, which can be really far from the refugees because they are staying in the biggest cities. So for all the refugees in little cities and in the countryside, it's really, really tiring and really expensive to reach the health center. So there is a huge gap in terms of transportation and in terms of accessibility for older person to reach the health center.
I think depression must be a problem for them.
Yeah, of course. When I begin to explain you that there was different kind of problem, I spoke with the livelihood problem of the person who arrived in Lebanon a few months ago. But for the newcomers, I mean the one who just arrived, they faced a lot of psychosocial and psychological distress because of the time of displacement inside Syria. So the most you stay in your country, the most you stay in a war situation like in Syria, with the bombings, with the violence, and with all these awful things you must see and experience. When you arrive in Lebanon after 1 year or 2 year displacement inside your own country, seeing it completely devastated, you arrive in a country you don't know, without any economy, without anything. There is no space anymore. You have to live in awful conditions. So for these newcomer people, it's really, really, really hard situation. So as you said, there's a lot of need in psychological and psychosocial support for those persons, and especially for older persons. Because as you know from the lesson learned from before, we know that that older persons are more vulnerable regarding psychosocial and psychological distress.
Has your report and your work there raised awareness? Do you feel that you are receiving attention on the part of other assistants, like the UN? So are they taking notice of your indications of the needs of these people?
I think it's beginning now. I mean, in Lebanon, at least. More and more INGOs are raising this point. So Caritas Lebanon raised the point. There was also a report from the Roman Refugees Commission. The report of a girl from the Women's Refugee Commission came for a few weeks in Lebanon, and she raised the point also. And now there's Health Agent Handicap International. So there's few INGOs raising this this problem of older person, like forgotten population. And I think now the message begins to enter in people's mind. So there's still a lot of work to do, because there's always a lot of special programs and projects regarding children and women, and older person and person with disabilities are always forgotten because it's not a sexy subject. So for donors, it's not it's not sexy for donors to say, yeah, we're saving life for older person. But I think the things are changing now. It begins to change, and we saw in most of the meetings, like the point is raised, even if I don't raise the point, and it's becoming more and more not attractive, of course not, but it's becoming one of the priorities, I hope. I hope.